Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi guys, this is Aileen. I'm just jumping on early before we start the episode to share that we recorded this episode shortly before the news broke of the tragic deaths of the five people on board of the Titan submarine. So we get into all of the information about the submarine in this episode, which you'll hear, but we didn't hear the news yet. So I think you'll hear that while listening. But the most updated news is that according to the latest reports, the debris found on the ocean floor about 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic was consistent with catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber in the submersible, ending the days-long search for the missing sub. So again, everything that we talk about is slightly outdated, so please keep that in mind, and our condolences to everybody involved, especially the families. Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy, and Jordana is out today because she is at U Up in Boston, which is tonight. And then tomorrow night, she will be in New York for U Up Live, and we will be there. Are you very excited?
Will we? Yes.
We have our dinner reservation ready to go. Pre-dinner reservation.
Our pre-show res ready, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see this show. It's been a while.
I'm very excited. If you're coming, please come say hi to us. We're very excited about all the things.
Also want to thank the reviewers on behalf of Jordana who wrote that they support her personality. I thought that was extra funny. And I really want to say thank you.
Honestly, like, I love when the reviewers reference an inside joke from the show, something we said. Nothing makes me as happy. It's not even about like the number. It's not about the number. It's not about the grades, Aileen.
It's not about the pasta.
No, it's not about the pasta, but I do love when a review references
a joke.
I don't know. I just really feel grateful that people like take the time to comment like their thoughts. I appreciate that.
Yeah, same, when they're nice. Okay, what's going on? I think we obviously have to talk about the Titanic sub lots. Literally, it's the only thing people are talking about this whole week.
The streets are abuzz with the Titanic. It's like 1912 all over again.
Oh my God. It's wild.
I would say I'm about 5,000 feet down, which is not even halfway. Okay, I'm deep, but I know that there are people who are probably way deeper, unless they're just reading the same things over and over, because that's my issue, is finding like new information. Like, okay, I've now watched the CEO guy talk about the bathroom inside the sub.
So what's the bathroom?
It's just like this tiny little bathroom, and the only window in the submarine is next to the toilet. It's like they all have to sit. It's very small. So all of them have to sit like cross-legged in a circle the whole time.
Oh my God. It's probably like really fucking depressing though. Like the part that makes me really
sad is the sun.
Because, yes. You know, he's 19. And that part really, really hurts. I can't think about that for too long.
I know. I can't think too deeply about what they are really doing, which is why I'm sort of intellectualizing it through this like imaginary thing that I'm making up.
I know what you mean.
And like, okay, how do we know that it didn't implode? Like, Okay, that's another thing, is that, okay, it's really, really sad and terrifying and sort of just a human nightmare. But at the same time, there's all this reporting that basically, like, this is a very unregulated industry because it's like international waters. It's not like any country has a claim over it. So all of these like maritime experts and scientists had warned that the way that this CEO and this guy, who is the captain of the ship, which is just like, also the fact that it's called Ocean Gate, like Watergate. It's so funny.
Yeah, they chose the wrong name.
Who wrote this? Who? It's like, it doesn't even feel real. I can't, like, something about it feels so uncanny, but they knew this wasn't safe.
Before. Like, this isn't the first time, too.
Yeah, but okay, so you survived it the first time, but there was...
I just mean that, like, it's gone before. So if I was, like, if the passengers, it's not like it was their first time, but they do have to sign waivers that are basically saying that they are, risking their whole lives.
Right. It was their first time, passengers. Yeah. They paid $250,000 to go each. And... But the company had like a whistleblower lawsuit in 2018 where he says that like he was the director of maritime operations and he had said like this is not safe. It's not pressure tested. That same year, all of these experts in the field of like deep sea exploration wrote the CEO a letter being like, this is not safe. Like you need to be following like standards for the industry. And he just... wasn't. Like, if you look at the footage of, like, a journalist from a few years ago who went to, like, go see the submersible, and the CEO slash captain guy, like, he bought, like, a PlayStation controller and, like, uses that to steer the whole thing. And it's like, you're 12,000 feet under the sea. What is going on?
I know. I don't know. It's I was reading that it was like there's like three possibilities of like what could have happened. Where this boat is.
What were the three possibilities you read?
One is that they've like floated in, up into the ocean. They just can't. You can't get out.
Right.
From
they
the
bolted
inside.
It from the outside.
From the inside. Like you can't come out.
Right, because it's
bolted from the outside. Right. You're right. So they could be floating, which most likely is not true because they've been looking everywhere.
Right. Alternatively, and they wouldn't have enough air because they can't get out of it.
Well, yeah. Alternative, right. As of right now, also, they've run out of air. This is what's been reported. As of right now, as we are recording.
Assuming all five people have been alive the whole time.
Yes, right. Two is that they've imploded because it just, you know...
The pressure testing that they were talking
the
about.
The pressure and how deep they are, all of that. Three is that they have gotten stuck in the Titanic.
Oh, I heard that one too, yeah.
That was one of them, that it could be stuck in the Titanic and that they can't get out of it.
I mean, this was the plot of Titanic.
What I don't get is like, it's steering, right? Like, can it not go up?
Well, who knows if their system is still working? That's the question. Like, who knows if the system is still working? Also, another thing that I had read was that they didn't have some sort of like flotation device on the outside that they would have been able, that like other, that standards would have dictated they would have been able to use in an emergency. Like, there were all these, it was not a professional thing. It's like if you built a submarine in your backyard, but like a little bit better.
Right. And then started charging people $250,000 for a quick joyride to the Titanic.
Right. Again, this is why. Is this not literally like the spiritual plot of Titanic? Like you have a bunch of very wealthy people.
It just reminds me of Triangle of Sadness. Like,
oh, for sure. It literally is. It is Triangle of Sadness. But also the whole thing in Titanic was that they thought it was unsinkable. We're going to be fine. We don't need to have enough lifeboats. We don't need to have all the safety standards.
Uh-huh.
And then that, like that hubris coming.
Right. And there's the really rich people.
Right.
I mean, it's wild.
Also, wait. The CEO captain, his wife, apparently, her great-great-grandparents were on the actual Titanic. They were the Strausses who founded Macy's. And they were the couple that was seen in the movie, like, lying in bed at the end when all the water's coming in. Devastating. Oh, what a horrible way to die.
Well, they didn't go, like, they couldn't leave together. And they were like, all right, we're just going to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is wild.
Kate Winslet.
Also, the people... in it that are the passengers are also very interesting. Like all of their past. Like one guy, he carries like Guinness World Records for deep sea expeditions.
He's a billionaire who does this for like fun.
Went to space with Bezos.
Yeah, he clearly has a need for adrenaline.
Another man who is a dive expert. Like,
yes.
Interesting.
A French dive expert. Is that the French guy?
Yeah,
right?
The French guy. Obviously the CEO.
The French guy had been there already.
Right. He's done several Titanic expeditions. And then you have this like businessman who's rich, and his son, who's 19. And that part is the saddest to me because it just sounds fucking awful.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
And then on top of all of this that's in the news, because nobody can stop like talking about anything or digging up more information, the stepson of the billionaire, the British billionaire, not the other guy who's there with his son, his stepson.
The guy who has a lot of records for deep sea expeditions.
It was at a Blink-182 concert the other night.
And he said he went to cope.
He said he went to cope. And then further, Cardi B has now entered the chat and started like calling him trash and saying that he's like, why is he at this concert? And now he's tweeting back at her. And so now there's like an online feud between this stepson of this British billionaire and Cardi B.
This kid's going to end up on like the next season of Stars on Mars or something.
I just don't understand.
Well, also he tweeted at an OnlyFans model.
Yeah, that too.
And then when people kind of called him out for that, he was like, we tweeted each other. We have like a playful banter.
Yeah. Is this the same concert where Kourtney Kardashian has announced her pregnancy?
No. I think that was before that. But Blink-182 is having like such a week. I mean, they're having such a moment. Who would think Blink-182 and the Titanic is all coming back?
Apparently, everybody's rewatching Titanic documentaries.
I rewatched it. I rewatched Titanic.
Oh, you watched the movie, but like the documentaries.
I wasn't like fully watching. Yeah, I went through that phase when I was like 11. I don't need to do that right now.
There's more.
I'm sure. I get it. Like, here's the other thing. I'm like, okay, I get that you're like going for science or whatever. I'm like, can you tell me what you're learning? Because they're like, we learned so much. It's like, what did you learn? What did you learn that you didn't know before?
Like, the
just
thing
give me
is,
one fact.
You can't like really even see that well out of this like ship. It's like a tiny little window.
Go do some VR.
And you're like, this is what we were texting about. It's like, they're seeking a thrill. But the thrill, though, like, first of all, it's a ship. But there are many, many dead people. Like, people who died on this ship. So, like, your thrill is to, like, descend and risk your life. And in one case, your child's life. To go so far in the ocean to visit this grave site that should just stay there. Like, if you're so curious, like, go watch the documentary. You can watch it through a larger screen in the comfort of your own home. There's a good one on Disney right now. Like, go do that. Like, and now you have everybody talking about this. A lot of people online are concerned with the cost of this, like, recovery search mission and who's paying for it. A lot of people are.
Right, like, because governments are now paying for it.
Unnecessary.
And it's like, why should the government pay for that? I get that the government is the only one who has the capability, but like this billionaire, but then it's like, if he perishes, what do you do? But they're not going to not look for him. Then again, they wouldn't. There's so many people in this world who nobody would look for. There's so many people in this world who no one looks for them. There's no huge search and rescue mission for
lots of people,
random people, you know, who aren't white women. Pretty much. I mean, it's honestly like...
No women on this boat.
Nope.
Just like leave your son out of it. Like let him also, stay home. Like,
maybe he wanted to go.
I don't care. Like...
It's very dangerous.
Don't give a fuck. Stay home. Don't say yes.
Right.
Like stay home. Don't pay $250,000 for him. Like to me, that's so fucking irresponsible and fucked up.
I mean, I just think...
I'm just upset about that.
I mean, I completely agree. I just think it's like... Yeah, and they all signed things knowing that it was...
Mm-hmm.
If they did their research on OceanGate, they could find all this information.
I'm sure they ignored it. That's why I said the fact that it's already gone on like three trips or two other trips before that. So maybe they were like, oh, it's already gone. Like, what are the... Yeah, of course, we always have to sign like death waivers. Like when you go skydiving, you have to sign something like that.
Right, well, so, I don't go skydiving, so...
Well, neither do I. But that's a different... That's different. Like...
I get my thrills from like a new habit.
You know, like rewatching Mad Men.
Yeah.
What interesting nuggets can I find this time?
Right. Rewatching the same show.
Like watching Bryan Cranston just redo Ariana's like monologue.
Right. Looking for clues in season 5 of Vanderpump.
Yeah, that's again. That's my thrill. But again,
no, like, but in terms of like even like fancy stuff, like, okay, going to a nice restaurant. You know what I mean?
It's buying like, something that's a little too expensive. That doesn't require you to go 900 nautical miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Right. Literally, it's like it's just like, wouldn't you have learned from the first human encounter with the Titanic? Like, that is literally the whole lesson. Like, you're obsessed with this thing, but you're missing the major overarching lesson. The sea is just too powerful for us. And I think that people should stay where they fucking belong.
Do you think they're going to find it?
I think eventually they'll find something, but I don't think that the people will be alive.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. I mean, right now, as of this recording, I am watching on the television, on silent, obviously.
Yeah.
Debris was found within the search area.
Didn't they hear some noises too?
Yeah, they heard what they thought were banging noises. And someone suggested that it was because like the international distress signal is to do banging, to do noises like timed every 30 minutes. So they said that they thought that it was timed that way. But then again, there's so much misinformation. Like if you go on the Twitter hashtag, there's like 1,000 bots saying like, my father, the captain of the Navy ship, said that they've been found. No, not joking. Go look on it. It's like,
are you quoting Clueless as a joke?
No, it literally says my father, the captain of the Navy ship. There's like thousands of bots saying this on the hashtag.
Oh my God.
But it's everyone know, like, I guess probably people know that's not real, but I don't know. It's hard to... I'm trying to only quote things that I've read in news articles.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that I say, like people are saying, that's something I've read speculation about.
Right. Ugh, Twitter. I woke up in the middle of the night and I just like went on Twitter.
Oh, damn. I should have been texting you. I was up till 4.
I went back to sleep, but I woke up in the middle of the night and I don't know why I opened fucking Twitter. Like, oh, because you sent me something on Twitter. And because I don't go on Twitter anymore. It's just like Elon Musk. And it's all fucking Elon Musk. And it's just Elon Musk over and over again.
That's because you don't go on Twitter that much.
Shit.
If you go and on then, more, like, it's not as
fucking
much.
Robert Kennedy Jr. And it's just like all of that shit all on Twitter. I was like, I need to get off of this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Well, let's move on from OceanGate because I think there'll be more news that comes out. And I just want to say about Elon Musk, have you heard the story that Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg have like are going to have like a duel?
You know, let's hope.
No, I'm serious. Elon Musk
with what weapon?
Has no weapon.
Coding?
No, a physical fight, like a match.
Like WWE?
Yeah. So, yes.
Where?
Elon Musk has
in Vegas?
Well, not yet. We don't know yet, but hold on. I'll give you the details.
Shut the fuck Elon up. You're fucking me.
No. Let me just tell you what happened. Elon Musk has challenged Mark Zuckerberg to a fight. And he said, like, I would fight him, LOL, or was something like that.
Was that a challenge? Okay.
It was a challenge, like a match. And Mark Zuckerberg posted this screenshot of like the tweets, but he posted it on Instagram story, obviously. And then he wrote in big letters, send me a location. And then like people who are close to Mark confirmed that this isn't a joke and he would. And now Elon.
He would?
Like Elon. Yeah, because Mark Zuckerberg has been like hardcore training jujitsu and he's like completed a lot of like really difficult challenges in jujitsu. And then like, Elon is saying things like, my favorite move is just to like lay on somebody and just like, I think he's just saying that he's so big compared to Mark, like it's not even like a fight. But jujitsu is the whole point of jujitsu, what I've also learned from Jordan Syed, is that you can be in small in stature, but your moves can take down an opponent who is way bigger than you based on like your abilities and your like fucking moves.
I mean, here's the thing. I am fully, my money is 100% on Mark Zuckerberg in this, knowing that he's been training jujitsu.
Yeah.
Of course he's, what is Elon Musk doing? Oh, his fingers are very agile, like from fucking pressing the send button.
Wait, so then Elon was like proposing places essentially as like the Octagon in Vegas. And
oh, they said Vegas.
Well, it's not a confirmed thing. He was just like sort of, like
Soho
when he
House?
Challenged him, he wrote LOL. It's just so like unserious. And
no way, I hope they do it. Please, please do it.
Like the billionaires have gone wild.
Yeah, they because once you, I guess once you have that much money, and I think about, I can't even fathom it. I think that once you must have that much money, your senses must dull to such a extreme point that you need it to just be, you just need something crazy, you know?
He goes, this is the
go to space. Just all of you go to space.
Let me just tell you.
You take care of the moon and we will be there soon. Okay, right
Elon,
behind you.
Elon tweets, I'm sure Earth can't wait to be exclusively under Zuck's thumb with no other options. At least it will be sane. Was worried there for a moment. Somebody responded, better be careful, Elon. I heard he does jujitsu now. And Elon goes, I'm up for a cage match if he is, LOL. And Zuckerberg responded, took a screenshot, I'm up for a cage match if he is, LOL. And somebody responded to that saying like, LOL, I love you, Elon, but you better start training. And then Zuckerberg screenshot wrote in huge like font. Look, send me a location.
Oh my God. Wow, this is like South Park would have made this up.
Yeah.
Like, not
literally.
Like, yeah.
No. And then this somebody goes, I've confirmed that Mark Zuckerberg is serious about fighting Elon Musk and is now waiting on the details if Musk decides to follow through.
He won't.
And then he goes, so Elon goes, Vegas Octagon. And then he goes, I have this great move that I call the walrus, where I just lie on top of my opponent and do nothing.
Oh my God, please. I would pay. No, I don't really want to pay for this, but I would watch it for free.
I would 1,000,000,000% watch that.
100%.
I just don't think it'll ever happen, but I would love to see. I would love to see Zuckerberg just like everybody would be wanting Zuckerberg. Not everybody, but there's a lot of Elon fans out there.
No. I actually think they'd be pretty evenly matched if it really happened, because there's like, because Elon, Zuck is terrible too. I mean, he's a fucking shithead. But like, I would like, for me, I'm like, okay, well, Zuckerberg is actually, I want the more strong one to win. Like, to me,
I
want to
see him show up with his face covered in sunscreen, in his board shorts or his wetsuit, and just like take Elon Musk down. Like, that would be wild.
Right. Because you know Zuckerberg actually has some physical strength that he's cultivated, and Musk has probably only atrophied, if you had to guess.
And then there was another really, really funny meme where it was like two dogs fighting, and then like one dog, like, just not dog fighting, but like, you know, being, and then another dog just watching, and it's like Bezos watching the two of them.
Honestly, Bezos would, I think, beat, I actually think Zuckerberg and Bezos would be more evenly matched, because Bezos clearly works out a lot. But regardless, this could be such a great TV show if they needed any money.
I know, right. It would be great for charity, like if they wanted to do that.
They could just give the charity.
This is a more entertaining.
But they could do it also.
They should just both like donate
whoever
a shit
loses
ton of money.
Should have to donate more.
Yeah, right. Donate more. Whoever does it, and then like fight for a good cause. I think that would be a great way to do this. But anyway,
let's submit it into the suggestion box on Twitter and Facebook and Amazon. I do just want to say, could you imagine if this was between, I mean, this isn't that like groundbreaking of a question, but can you imagine if this was between two women? Like if Haley and like literally challenged Selena to a bitch fight on Twitter? Like, it just would be so crazy.
Did you ever see that like famous scene on the Kardashians when like Kim and Kourtney get into a massive fight, like a physical fight?
Maybe.
That's how I picture Elon and Mark.
I picture them sort of just like hitting each other. Like,
yeah, that's what it basically was. And then they were just kind of holding each other's shirt.
Well, that's very funny. Hopefully we'll be blessed with such a thing.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable, and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Speaking of the Kardashians, we touched on this earlier. Kourtney Kardashian has, at 44, announced she is pregnant, recreating the Blink 182 video and with it, holding up a sign at his concert saying, "Travis, I am pregnant." And she, obviously, this wasn't like telling him because she was pretty far along in pictures after that. But yeah, she's preggers.
I think that this was the best, most creative Kardashian announcement or
agreed.
Kardashian like launch of something in so long, and it was basically free.
I know. It was great.
It was creative. It was fun. It was viral, naturally.
Funny. She looked really happy.
Yeah.
It didn't
playful.
Look like too contrived.
It was so smart and clever. Good for Kourtney. I do think that like 30, and I've been guilty of saying this, that like 35 used to feel like the drop dead date for like having a baby. Like after that, it's a geriatric pregnancy. And like, it's like, oh, I got to do this before 35. I think that that number is, that age is shifting back to 40 really, really quickly. And I am excited about it because I am 34 right now. And I don't mind having some more years to think
Hillary
about
Swank
it.
Swank just had twins. She's in her right. 40s. Yeah, I think, I mean, it's obviously like way harder.
It is depends. It though? Like, honestly.
Yeah, it is. It's harder. To
but my question is like.
Be pregnant.
I'm sure it is harder to be pregnant. But my question is like, is the 35 age because culturally people just weren't trying or wanting to have kids much later than that? And now that there is.
Like, I think it's based on the like just the ability to conceive at that age. And
well, like IVF, I'm saying, is like a very.
Well, she said she's done with IVF. She said on the Kardashians that she was done with IVF. And
I'm saying in general, not like her necessarily.
It's possible. I mean, like it would be something to ask a obstetrician gynecologist. But yeah, I mean, the older a woman is, it's harder also to hold a pregnancy. But so like it definitely is not as easy, but it's not impossible, obviously. And it's nice to see that like it's sort of defying the social norm.
Right. I agree. It is because I think that it was sort of like just that was the propaganda out there. 35, get it done before then. And now I feel like there's just more evidence that it is possible later.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And like. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited about it. Good for Court. Loved her announcement.
The only thing that I do think about is they're like kids. And I sort of, I don't know if this is like wrong and to be like a little negative about it. But I kind of feel a little bit bad for the kids of both of them, of both of their kids. Travis, I think, has two. Obviously, Courtney has Mason, Penelope, and Rain. And it's almost like, okay, I'm so happy for my mom and I'm so happy for my dad to have found this like later in life. But like now they have to have this kid. Like we're not enough. Like you now have to have this kid like with him. Like is this not, you know, like I almost kind of feel like
a little empathy for the children. But maybe that's like a really negative thought pattern. And maybe they're happy for their family to be expanding. Who knows?
Well, honestly, like, I mean, I think that probably depends on like everyone's own personal family circumstances.
For sure.
I know that if I were to like have a sibling now, I would be pumped. Like, right. I'd be like, let's get steps in here. Let's get new ones in here. You know,
yeah, maybe.
Let's keep doing it. But also, that I think depends on just how you feel about your family, I don't know the inner dynamics of their family at all. So I don't really know how they would feel. But I do think there are probably situations where kids would feel bad, or maybe you feel a mix of both. I'm sure it is very normal to feel a
complex
mix. Yeah.
I think either all of that aside, this is wild.
Exciting.
Like, she's pregnant.
I love it.
Like, pretty crazy, because she said that they wanted to have, and so everybody obviously knew in the family, because she was far along. Like, she had a significant bump in all the pics. Wonder when she's due.
We shall see. And I wonder what they'll name.
Oh my them. God, not another name. Wait, we published, Betches.com published an amazing article about like the list of potential baby names on like Courtney's notes app. And you all have to go read it right now. Go to Betches.com and read it, because I was LOLing.
I need
it
to
was
read this. I didn't
so
see it.
Funny. Just go read it. It's like as if she had like a note, screenshot of Notes app, and then it like kind of it kind of takes on some musings, like, oh, remind me to do this like kind of article on Poosh. Like, it's almost like it's in her voice. Please, everybody, go and read it right now. It's really funny.
I'm really excited. Let's get this podcast done.
Everything
so I can
we've
read
been
it.
Writing on Betches.com lately, obviously on purpose, but has been so good. Everybody go read Betches.com. We have a lot more coming, and just really excited about all of the creativity coming.
Shout out to our new head of website, Katie Corvino. She's been killing it.
All right. Shall we talk about your favorite topic?
Which one?
Harry and Meghan.
They're not really my favorite topic, but we can quickly talk about them, yeah.
Sort of. They are your favorite.
They're definitely, like, one of my fascinations.
Okay, fine. Favorite topic. Fascination.
They're one of my trains coming through the station. That is my brain. They're one of the trains. Okay, so basically, Spotify this week announced that they are cutting ties with Harry and Meghan and their Archetypes podcast. Representatives for both Spotify and Archewell in their PR statement said that they have mutually agreed to part ways, are proud of Archetypes, and that serves as the first and only series as part of Archewell's podcast deal with Spotify. So basically, this comes after 12 whole episodes. They were paid $20 million to make content with Spotify. Or at least the contract was for $20 million. There's questions, I think, over whether they were paid the full amount, because I think there were reportedly productivity metrics that they didn't hit. So I don't know if they ended up being paid the whole thing. But
I mean, I doubt it. It was a multi-year partnership, and they only did one 12-episode season.
I mean, okay, so their company has like 29 employees or something, and
Archewell,
and they apparently have had like 15 or so people leave in the past year there was other stuff that happened. Bill Simmons.
Yes, I was going to say that.
Yeah. So Bill Simmons, whose podcast, he's a big guy in like men's sports and entertainment media, and he has a podcast. His company, The Ringer, was acquired by Spotify. He became like a Spotify corporate person too. And he basically commented about the deal, and he was like, that they're fucking grifters. They didn't do anything that they were supposed to do, and essentially like calls them out for like bilking Spotify out of this money. I mean, that was pretty controversial.
Wild.
There was one other thing that they had said that basically like Meghan, so she conducted the interviews with all the like big stars, but the side interviews, like when they would have comments from experts, basically there was a story that like Meghan didn't conduct those interviews and it had been done by a producer, which I don't think necessarily is that uncommon, but in the context of how little else they did, made it just seem like, oh, it's not because you were like working so hard and you didn't have time. It's like that they, it's that they didn't really want to do anything. So,
right. That's what I was, I saw a headline about that on page six, which is obviously not like pro Megan. That was like, Megan doesn't conduct any actual interviews and it's all pre-recorded. And it's like, not obviously like the possible, because like I listened to a couple of those episodes and she's talking to like Serena Williams and Mariah Carey. And
yeah, it's like the additional commentary, like how you would have in a documentary movie, like you'd have a producer.
She goes and does that separately.
But I don't think that that's the issue. My understanding of it is that they were supposed to make more than just this one show. You know, they were supposed to produce other content, even if they weren't necessarily the stars. They were supposed to be like behind the conception of the content. And they basically didn't do anything. Well, it's like, okay, you have Ari Emanuel as her agent. So they have agency representation. But what is going, what like, I don't understand how, if you have 29 employees, like how is, you have people who could do stuff. Why is no one doing anything?
We don't actually know what happened. Like, we don't really know the details of why this partnership ended. There's clearly like a lot more. It wasn't just like, oh, we don't want to do anything. Okay, partnership over. We're mad at you. Like, clearly there's more. But, and we don't know what it is. Like, for a deal to fall through like this.
Can I speculate?
You know how I feel about the speculation where we don't, you know, when you feel strongly, one feels strongly.
I don't feel strongly.
Okay, fine.
I just have, it's just sort of my hunch.
Okay.
My hunch is that they are very, okay, think about this. Like, they want to be huge stars. They want to be Taylor Swift level. But the way that they're going about it is like, as if Taylor Swift only did things through the tabloids and she wasn't actually making any music to back it up and perpetuate the conversation and make things sort of move, progress her image, give herself like new angles to go on. So they're kind of wanting to be as big as Taylor Swift and as moving, swaying things in the way she is and have people like rooting for them, but they don't actually want to make the music to like underlie it and to go to have the conversation. What I think happened is that they don't actually have the ability to produce anything. I think that I think they don't have ideas. I think Megan's only ideas are how to like micromanage the image day to day and try to like look a certain way. I think that they burn through employees and they burn through relationships in LA really, really quickly because they expect people to, from what I have allegedly read, do things for them for free, provide them with things for free. Mm-hmm. And I think they burn through relationships very easily. I think Harry is like Megan's, she's probably dragging him around like dead weight. He's in a world that he has no clue how to manage, yet he is the reason that they are famous. And he probably has, so it's like they have this deal because of Harry, technically, and he doesn't actually have any ideas because he does not know how to function in the real world. Plus the fact that they just have children, they're dealing with the day-to-day struggles of the drama and Harry going through sort of like this huge breakup with his family. I just don't see it as a functional situation where you're going to have two people who are going to be able to create a lot of really good content that's worth $20 million. So yeah. I think that that's really what happened. They just like weren't able to fulfill their role because they're not qualified and they're not making anything because they're not qualified. They can't make anything to move the conversation forward. So it's just like, oh, paparazzi chase.
Right. Also like what conversation, like what is your whole thing about? Not like a thing.
Right. Exactly. So that's what I think. And they don't have someone advising them because they burn through people too quickly.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Okay, we're going to play a segment before we end the show. It's called Who Are We Stalking This Week?
Yeah, we invented this segment.
And we have a good, we were discussing this the other day, and we both separately went on a deep dive of this person.
Yes.
And then came together to discuss at the same time, which is funny. Okay, Sammy, who are we stalking?
So this stalk was inspired by something Bravo historian A.K. Sam Bush posted. She posted photos of Kyle Richards with this musician named Morgan Wade. And it's very interesting because she's just sort of like always with this musician a lot in the past year. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely been speculation about her and Mauricio's marriage. And
like rumors of divorce.
Rumors. Yeah, rumors.
Rumors. And she's been posting a lot of thirst traps.
Yes. So I went on Kyle Richards' profile and I noticed that she had not posted with Mauricio.
I noticed the same thing.
Once in the past, since 2022.
November.
And then you go back. And then even before that, there's not many. There's like November and then there's like till like May or something.
And but her then latest post, back. Her latest post though was for Father's Day and he was in it, but it was like a little bit of like a awkward post. Like he's sort of sitting to the side from them and she says she's grateful that our girls have such an incredible dad.
Their captions used to be way more emphatic, lovey-dovey. And okay, so go back to like last summer.
Kyle's not in any of these pics.
Right, right. But go back to last summer. The okay. last photo from the summer. And then go back like a little more. There's so many photos with him.
Right.
There's like, they're all about like appreciation posts, like hubby, like we've been together a million years. Like here's us in 1985. Like there's all these photos with him regularly that she's been posting for so many years. And now there's nothing. And she's, I don't know. She's very
and she says,
much.
And her last Father's Day post, she, at the end of it, she goes, love you, love Bean.
Right. They used to call each other Love Bean. Haven't heard that in a while. So
and she's in this carousel a few times.
Right. Just the whole the tone one. Completely changed.
Right, right.
So
but Mauricio, if you go look at his posts, he has posted her recently. And he posted like kind of like a like one dedicated only to her at this like white party that they just threw in like the football stadium. And
they really upgraded the white party.
I know. And he has posts of her. Meanwhile, she'll like post like dumps of like life lately. And it's none of him and a few of Morgan Wade.
Morgan Wade is everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's like more than Faye Resnick at this point.
And she started posting Morgan more like right after she stopped posting Mauricio. It's just interesting. The things are interesting.
Things are interesting.
The things are interesting.
So that's our new segment, Who Are We Stalking This Week? Let us know what you think of it. Let us know who you're stalking. DM us to let us know who you're stalking.
Also, she's gone on this like fit journey like since that time, like a little bit before then. And she's gotten like, you know, everybody's like saying she's on Ozempic. She's saying she is not. She keeps saying in all the comments, like, I am not on it. I'm not on it. But right. She's posting a lot of like feeling herself bod pics.
Her emphasis about not being on Ozempic combined with the overall changes lead me to believe that it probably could be like a gym. It could be like a life stage slash life change slash gym slimming out. Mm-hmm. But like, so like, it just happened to coincide with Ozempic becoming very popular.
Yeah. Like she did her Halloween movie and then she was in a lot of press and she did a lot of like sexy stuff.
She's in an LGBT movie coming up, actually. Interesting. She was just, I think it might be on her profile more recently.
She's doing a lot more like sexy editorial shoots. And
but do you think that's because she was like asked to do more? I guess she's probably her choice.
I think she's saying yes to these things, right? So
yes. Oh, Taylor Fry, Kyle Richards, and Rick Cosnett starring in LGBTQ romance The Holiday Exchange. That was on April 3rd, 2023. From the, it looks like Variety or Hollywood.
Well, this all like, you know, brings us to a really good Beverly Hills whenever that's coming and season. And I am looking forward to it.
I am too. Also buying Beverly Hills.
And buying Beverly Hills. But I feel like we're not going to see anything there.
We might. We'll see. Are we sending anyone to the Caymans?
I think we should send Elon Musk.
You want to send Elon Musk?
Like, imagine him selling timeshares in the Caymans, like in his red shirt, like with a name tag? Elon.
I can imagine him with no shirt.
Like, well, just like, but he has to wear the shirt to sell the things, and he has to wear a name tag that says Elon. Can you imagine him like Economy Plus?
Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay, we can send Elon.
He'd like tweet, so he'd be like so entertaining on Twitter.
Okay, fine. We can send Elon. Elon's going.
I think Elon's going.
Bye.
And Elon. I have a very good rating review of who we're sending, hypothetically, first class. Not realistic, guys, not real, but hypothetically, in your dreams, you will be sent by us first class on a vacation. And we're going to say where you're going because you've asked for it. Okay, this comes from Corona Brides Unite. She posted the other day this week. She wrote, Betches are the best. I started as a Betches bride in 2019, and now I am in love with the whole Betches brand and all of their podcasts. I'm a DST back for seconds and You Up with Benefits subscriber and never miss an episode of Oversharing. Like, true fan, fucking love it. This podcast is funny, relatable, and gives us all the pop culture fix we need. Listening to Sammy, Aileen, and Jordana. Well, it says Jordan's, but whatever. Jordan is like hanging with your ladies on a girls' night. In P.S., going into labor any day now. Thanks for all the advice on Betches Moms, Aileen. And I would love to be sent to a hypothetical trip to Barcelona with some faux pas in hand. This sounds like somebody on our team wrote this, but I promise you we did.
I mean, Barcelona, we've been to Barcelona together.
Oh, we have. That was fun.
We will come with you to Barcelona this time. I could really use some.
All go together, have a great time, have some jamon.
Jamon.
Whatever. Jamon.
These reviews are so nice.
I have
nice.
A 10 p.m. dinner where I will pass out at the table.
Oh, yeah.
So late. But it's so fun.
Do you want to go?
Oh, so we'll take so you. We'll take you first class, hypothetically.
You're really making Spain sound appealing right now.
We'll go with Larry Baldwin. And thank you so much for leaving us such a nice review. First, that's literally the primary reason why we share these things and have fun with it, because we really, really appreciate the good reviews and hearing from our fans who love the show.
And also, we even appreciate hearing your feedback when you're mad at us. There was someone who wrote me a whole note hoping that I would consider taking the feedback of not interrupting people and not being so emphatic about my opinions. And I do just want to say, I am trying to take that feedback. It is something I've been working on my whole fucking life, and I'm still working on it. And I take your feedback seriously. You know, if I could stop, trust me, I would.
Can stop, will stop.
we'll continue to try to stop.
Can stop, we'll try to stop.
We'll
continue to do the inner work to stop.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm working on.
But just want to emphasize that we really care about you guys, and we create the show for you, and we love reading how you feel about it, especially when it's positive. And
also when you DM. When there's a DM and it's like a follow-up or like
a nice follow-up,
a comment.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really get mean follow-ups. I'll be honest.
No, I mean like a nice, yeah, fun thing to read.
Right, right. Yes. Yeah. It's like, oh, I thought of you. I thought you'd be interested. Oh, I'm like, oh man, you know me.
Yes.
Thank you. I know you.
Yeah. I get so many. I used to get, when Succession was on, I would get like so many, like, they're casting this, like, this person, go now. They're casting for dogs. They're casting for what are they called? Extras. Aileen, go to the city. And I appreciated that.
We here for you.
We here for you. So if anybody's going to the U Up show tomorrow in New York, we will see you. Otherwise, that is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
I'm at Sammy.
And be sure to, like we said, leave us that review, leave us that 5-star rating, and subscribe and tell all of your friends how much you love the show. It's such a fun, light thing to listen to when you're on your way to work or just getting ready for work at your own home. So we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.